This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States' Western partners in Jordan told their citizens to leave Lebanon over the weekend as Washington deploys additional military to the Middle East in what the White House describes as defensive amid fears of an Iranian military strike on Israel. VOA's Arash Arbasadi reports.
U.S. warships and fighter jets are on their way to the Middle East to deter an all-out war and, in quote, defense of Israel. The show of military might comes amid rapidly soaring tensions in the region following the assassination of top Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran last week and a rocket strike on Israel's Golan Heights area that killed a dozen children on a soccer field days before. Israel blamed the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah for the attack and struck what it said were Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. A Hezbollah commander was killed. Both Hamas and Hezbollah are backed by Iran. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Jordan's foreign minister arrived in Iran on what would be the first official visit by a senior official of a close U.S. ally in two decades. Sunday's visit comes as the U.S. and its Arab allies are trying to prevent a wider regional war after the back-to-back killings of top Iran-allied militants sparked vows of revenge against Israel. Ukrainian pilots have started flying F-16s for operations within their nation, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday, confirming the long-awaited arrival of the U.S.-made fighter jets more than 29 months after Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian leader announced the use of F-16s, which Kyiv has long lobbied for, as he met military pilots at an airbase flanked with two of the jets, with two more flying.